Well, I nearly chose for one of my top firework makers the bioluminescent dinoflagellates that glow in the sea when you go diving in the right time in the right place, and they just flash these fantastic lights when you move.
I think those are in the beach, aren't they? In that film where they go swimming in that lagoon and you move your hand through the water and it startles them and they produce all these lights.
Yeah, it's it's absolutely brilliant. I mean, it does happen that way, it really does. You can basically have a lot of fun pretending to be an underwater wizard because you can throw fireballs, you can just, you know, it's fantastic. And I've actually been swimming one time at night and come out and it's stuck to my skin, so that if you actually then draw with your finger on your skin, it glows again. It's like you're kind of covered in this sort of crazy paint. It's fabulous. I'm not choosing them, so I'm cheating slightly. But because those dinoflagellates only flash when they're disturbed. But there's another phenomenon in the ocean that just glows constantly. And that is a thing called the Milky Seas effect. And it's a surreal nighttime phenomenon that mariners have puzzled over for hundreds of years. It's called milky because it looks white, but it's actually blue. But it's such low light that, in fact, your eyes are just using your rods, which don't distinguish colour, so it looks white. And it went unexplained for a long time, but it's still pretty mysterious. But we think the latest theories are that it's caused by a type of bioluminescent bacteria, Vibrio harveyi. And these glowing seas have been spotted from space. This is fantastic. The discovery is all thanks to a meteorologist called Steve Miller. Back in 2003, he was basically pondering the idea of, could you see glowing seas from space? Could we do this? Is it possible? Everyone said, no, don't be stupid. It's far too brief. It's not bright enough. There's no way you could do it. But he was determined to see if he could figure this out. So, like all good scientists, he went straight to the internet and hunted around for descriptions of the Milky Seas effect. And he found a report from a ship, the SS Lima, from January 1995. And it was in the Northern Indian Ocean. And it went something like this. 2200 local time, on a clear, moonless night, a whitish glow was observed on the horizon. And after 15 minutes of steaming, the ship was completely surrounded by a sea of milky white colour and with a fairly uniform luminescence. The bioluminescence appeared to cover the entire sea area from horizon to horizon, and it appeared as though the ship was sailing over a field of snow or gliding over clouds. Isn't that wonderful? So basically, Steve got this report and then he wanted to figure out if that particular Milky Sea could be spotted from space. So he teamed up with some other researchers, including bioluminescence expert Steve Haddock from the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute, and they sifted through satellite images, and lo and behold, there was the Milky Sea spotted from space in exactly the right place and the right time as SS Lima's description. It turned out to be an enormous patch of glowing sea. It measured 15,000 square kilometres, the size of the county of Yorkshire, if you're a Brit, or the state of Connecticut, if you're in the US. Everyone else will just have to figure out how big that is. A satellite image showed the glow for three consecutive nights, between the 25th and the 27th of January. And check this out. Weirdly, it's the same date, the 27th, although 100 years earlier, that the passengers on board the Nautilus in Jules Verne's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, in a very similar part of the ocean, sailed through a Milky Sea. How weird is that? It only happens in the right conditions, and that's when there's a huge concentration of bacteria. It's estimated that this particular Milky Sea had 40 billion trillion bacteria, and that's quite a lot. In fact, if you had a grain of sand for every one of those bacteria, you'd cover the entire planet to a layer 10 centimetres thick in sand. It's huge. Anyway, I had a quick chat with Steve Miller the other day, and he said that since that 2005 paper came out describing this satellite spotting the Milky Sea in the Indian Ocean, he's had lots of reports from sailors of Milky Seas, but so far they haven't had any satellite images to match it up. Because we're really talking extremely low light levels here. We've got to have very sensitive satellite images. But the good news is that in October just past, NASA launched a new satellite called NPP, and it's carrying a new improved low light sensor. So that does increase the chances of spotting another Milky Sea from space, and it perhaps gives researchers a chance to dash out on a ship and grab some of the seawater in the same place. And Steve told me if that happens, he's going to put down his science hat and just frolic around in the glow.
But I mean, is that safe? Would you get infections from those kinds of bacteria? Or is it just a kind of a safe thing to go swimming in?
It's a really good question. I mean, these are bacteria that are all the way through the oceans. They're just at very low concentrations compared to Milky Seas. But no, I think I might have to ask Steve that one. Perhaps get him to go first. See what happens. But there's some, if you want to check out, there's some great pictures from Steve's work on our website and some links so you can find out more about this fantastic study.